Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. I'm so glad to see you all today on this beautiful Palm Sunday. I have a few announcements for you. First, some of the bulletin is moved. I'm going to move around things. I'm sorry. I try to do things a little bit at a time, but I'm changing things, Anya. So after the call to announcements, we'll have our opening hymn, and then we'll do the call to worship. And then when we have our opening hymn, that's when we wave our palms. And then after the sermon will be the congregational hymn, followed by the reception of new members. And then we should be on track, right? Okay? We'll play it by ear. You know, Jesus is still here, so it's all good. So this is the start of Holy Week. We will be having a Maundy Thursday service with communion this Thursday at 7 p.m. And then I also will be leading a Good Friday Tenebrae service at 7 p.m. on Friday. The Tenebrae service is a solemn service where we read scripture, slowly dim the sanctuary in commemoration of Jesus' crucifixion and death. I have some scripture passages for the service. I have plenty of them. If you would like to read one, if you're going to be there, please come see me, and I have them all printed out for you. The deacons are going to be collecting cleaning supplies for the food bank. The food bank is asking for cleaning supplies, so if you've got some, bring them in, and we will have a place in the back where you can drop them off, and we will take them to the food bank. Okay? Any other announcements? Anything I'm missing? Okay, so what Kathy said is that the food bank serves about 105 families with 3 to 5 people in each family. And the cleaning supplies could be very helpful because like rags and detergents and things like that are not covered by any other sort of assistance. So we will do that. Anything else? Okay. With that, let us rise and sing our opening hymn, Hosanna, Loud Hosanna.
Thank you.
Friends, let us gather and proclaim our readiness to worship God. It is holy to gather. It is holy to sing. It is holy to be generous, to throw our coats on the road. It is holy to celebrate justice when we see it. It is holy to shout Hosanna. It is holy to remember. Here and now, let us do all of these things. We come to confession not to wallow in our guilt, but because we know change starts with being honest. And a desire to grow and change, let us confess our sins to our loving God. God of street parades and hosannas, we give you thanks for sending us Jesus Christ in your name. Even though we profess to follow him, we confess that in times of trial, we too often deny him. Forgive us and heal us, we pray. Help us to put our faith not in the princes of the world, but only to the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Siblings, it is the Lord who helps us. Who will declare us guilty? Because of the grace we received in baptism, we have nothing to fear. We are forgiven, we are known, we belong to God every day and always. Be seated for our choir's anthem.
Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Amen. Friends, we've reached that time in our service where we lift up our prayers of concern and joy. Please pray with me. God in the highest, you came to us in a human being who humbled himself like a slave. We pray for nations that worship power and might. May they be ruled by humility and peace. We pray for the church and its leaders, that we may have the mind of Christ. We pray for the victims of human tragedies and disasters of nature. We pray for those who are ill or infirmed or rejected because they are seen to be weak. We especially pray for Laura Heber, a friend of Bev Ruby's, who has recently been diagnosed with cancer. We also praise you for hearing all of our prayers. Sometimes your answer isn't quite what we expected or wanted, but what you know we need. We especially give thanks this morning for two new members of the Glenshaw Valley congregation and ask that you continue to provide your Holy Spirit to guide our church. We also give thanks for Verna for providing the palms to celebrate this beautiful Palm Sunday. God of compassion, through Jesus Christ, you have come to us and shared our common lot. Mold us into people who show your mercy and keep us obedient to him whose name is above all other names. We ask all these things in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, I ask you to rise and join as you're able and join in our hymn of praise, He is Exalted. Please be seated. It is in joyful thanksgiving for all that we have received that we now return to God our tithes and offerings in order that the good news of Jesus Christ may be fulfilled. We give you thanks for the great deeds of salvation that you have done and continue to do. Bless these offerings of thanksgiving that they may further your kingdom in this world. Through Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Tonight's scripture reading is Luke 19:28-40. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethpage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owner asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.'"
Please pray with me. Eternal God, quiet within us all mortal voices, that through the story of the Passion and by the power of your Holy Spirit, we may have the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. So when I sat down to prepare this sermon, I go through it the first time and I just sort of like see what sort of speaks to me. I noticed this is a pretty busy and loud place. Preschool kiddos, you know, they giggle and shriek with joy as only preschoolers can. Their little feet stomp as they play red light, green light on their way to meet Billy Joe. The 12-step groups meet below me, and I hear their laughter, their applause, their tears, their deep silences. PA Connect has been practicing a dance routine here for Putting on the Ritz. It's been going on for the last month or so, and the sounds of music and dancing in this sacred space brings joy to me, smiles to the faces of the group that meets. I'm also often here on Thursday evenings when the choir practices, and the piano and the voices waft upstairs to serenade me in my study. And all of these things provide to me proof of Jesus' presence in this place. But sometimes, just sometimes, I'd like a quiet space, clear of distractions, where I can just concentrate and think. Or maybe take a peaceful little nap in between meetings. But the people and groups that we host in this space, they can't stop. They won't stop. They won't stop being their vibrant, authentic, God-given selves. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I can't stop them. I won't stop them. Amidst the din of activity here at Glenshaw Valley, I realized that there were actually two kingly entrances into Jerusalem that Passover week. So because Passover is the celebration of God's deliverance of the Hebrew people from Egyptian slavery, Caesar sent Pilate to Jerusalem to make sure it didn't get too rowdy, let's say, you know, that the Hebrews remembered their place as Roman subjects, and they didn't get any crazy ideas about rebelling. So Pilate came in from the west, sent by Caesar in this gaudy glory of imperial power. Expensive robes, shiny jewels, thoroughbred horses, fast chariots, polished armor, weapons of destruction. Jesus, on the other hand, comes from the east. He's a commoner. He's wearing dusty, frayed, ordinary robe, well-worn sandals. He's riding a donkey, a borrowed donkey, nonetheless. And he is empty-handed. The crowd sees Jesus and they remember Zechariah 9, which says, "See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem. The battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. A king of peace who will dismantle the weaponry of war." You can see this clash of the kingdoms here. Caesar or Christ? Caesar's kingdom is based on domination and ruthless power, the kind of kingship that Jesus refused when he was tempted in the wilderness. The kingdom of God, on the other hand, the one that Jesus preaches, is based on justice, mercy, the love of a God. And just like the crowds of Jerusalem that Passover week, we have our choice. Pax Romana or Pax Christi. As Jesus enters Jerusalem, the multitude of disciples begin joyfully shouting with praise. "Hosanna! Hosanna! Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord!" The whooping and hollering of the crowd made for quite a scene. But these songs of peace somehow created some anxiety. And some of the Pharisees want the crowd to hush, like, "Ooh, turn it down a few notches." Maybe they're trying to warn Jesus of the danger that such a demonstration has. You know, this moment is just too political, and the empire is going to retaliate against the entire nation if they keep this up. Or maybe the Pharisees are just embarrassed by this wild and ecstatic praise. And I think that's something that us frozen chosen here might relate to. Maybe they disagree with the inference that Jesus is the Messiah. It really doesn't matter what their reasoning is. The crowd can't stop. They won't stop. The Pharisees ask Jesus for help in getting the people to calm down, and Jesus says, "The people cannot stop. They can't stop." And Jesus won't stop them. Jesus tells them, "I tell you, even if these were silent, the stones would shout out. Even if the oppressive powers want to silence it, all of creation is crying out with praise. The truth is just too good to have its mouth shut. What they're feeling is too important. It's the kind of thing that just has to come out, regardless of whether or not it makes other people uncomfortable." Even if the disciples fall away due to cowardice or complacence, God is going to raise up even more. We've got two new disciples joining our ranks today. God has definitely brought them here. As we begin our walk through Holy Week, let us ask, what can't be silenced? What must be said? What are the things that we just cannot be quiet about? What's bubbling up within us that we have to give voice to? Are there faith questions? Apologies? Is it issues of justice or truth-telling? What has been keeping us from being our most honest and genuine selves? We can't stop. We won't stop. Crying out loud, shouting, and making whatever noise we need to proclaim the news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen. I ask you to stand as you're able, and we're going to sing the first verse of Go in Grace and Make Disciples, number 296. Be seated. At this time, we're going to have our reception of new members, and I ask Sandy Letterly and Peggy Joe to join me up front with Cliff, our clerk of session.
On behalf of session, I present Sandy Letterly, who has been received into membership of this congregation by reaffirmation of faith, and Peggy Joe by transfer from Central Union Church, Honolulu.
In baptism, you were claimed by God, marked by as Christ's own forever, and joined to his body by the Holy Spirit. You come to us then not as strangers, but as friends in Christ and members of the household of God. We rejoice that you now desire to join with Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church in the worship and mission of God, of the church and of God. Hear these words from Ephesians 4. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. I would like to ask now, as members of the body of Christ, let us all reaffirm the faith into which we were all baptized by reciting the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Sandy and Peggy, we have professed our faith as one body. Sandy, will you be a faithful member of this congregation, share in its worship and mission through your prayers and gifts, your study and service, and so fulfill your calling to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Peggy, will you be a faithful member of this congregation, share in its worship and mission through your prayers and gifts, your study and service, and so fulfill your calling to be a disciple of Jesus Christ?
I will.
I'd like to invite everyone to rise if you're able and hold out your hands to Sandy and Peggy as I say a little prayer. Holy God, thank you for calling us to be your people and joining us to Christ's body, the church. We praise you for leading Peggy and Sandy to this congregation. Empower us by your Spirit that we might love one another as Christ loved us, honoring him in all that we say and do, giving our lives in service to others through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Welcome to this ministry that we share in Jesus Christ.
The peace of Christ be with you. Please welcome our newest members, Peggy Jo and Sandy Letterly, with signs of peace. You may be seated.
That was so exciting.
All right, after the worship service, please join us all in a welcome cookie reception in the library or in the narthex?
You call it.
Okay, in the library sounds good, since I feel like you already have it set up in there. Yeah? Oh, yeah. Wherever you want cookies. You'll find them. I know you'll find cookies. All right. I ask that you rise as you're able and join us for our closing hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Glory, honor to thee.
Before we go back into the world, let me offer a blessing. As you leave this place, may you be awestruck by the beauty of this world. May you laugh and may it be contagious. May you overflow with love for those around you. May you be effusive with hope and quick to point out joy. And in all of your living and breathing and being, may you find yourself full to the brim with God's Holy Spirit, and may it change your life. In the name of the lover, the beloved, and love itself, go in peace.